The West Live.
The West Live
with Jenna Clark. Brought to you by Neds. Take it to the Neds level. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Joining me now is top QC, Tom Percy. Tom, obviously the fact that Sarah's body has never been found is critical in the acquittal of Edwards on that charge. Was there ever any chance of a conviction given the lack of evidence for Sarah Spears?
Oh, there was an overwhelming chance of a conviction. If the judge had embraced a number of the other theories that were floated by the prosecution, you know, the screams at night, the homicide pattern evidence. I've listed these in an article I've written for The West today.
Indeed.
Page 11. And, you know, there are about eight critical things that the judge rejected. So it could well be that the prosecution, meeting now at the offices of the DPP to consider an appeal against his acquittal in relation to Sarah Spears.
Interesting. So you think that that's more than likely could happen?
Who knows? But, I mean, about 10 years ago, the law was changed so that appeal could be lodged. Before, there was never any appeal by the prosecution against an acquittal, even if there was fresh evidence or a significant error of law. So now they can, and they may well do.
Would that impact the verdict that was found for the Rimmer case and also the Glennon case, though?
No, it wouldn't. But, of course, Edwards has the opportunity to appeal those decisions too. Yeah. So, you know, I said all along that whilst yesterday was an important milestone in the case, it's by no means the end.
Mm-hmm. Because obviously we go to sentencing on December 23. What can we expect from that?
Well, he has to get sentenced in relation to the sexual assaults at Huntingdale and Karakata. So, I think he's probably going to get, 12 to 16 years in Karakata, a bit more on the other one, probably best part of 18 years, you'd think, on those. So there's not much light of the tunnel there. He'll get life imprisonment, which is effectively mandatory in relation to the murders, probably non-parole of 35, something like that, you would think. There's not much light at the end of the tunnel. People say he sat there impassively. His will didn't change yesterday.
Yeah.
He's known this for a long time, that the matters that he's pleaded guilty to would probably mean that he'd never be released, because at the end of the day, you have to convince the Prisoner's Review Board that you're an eligible candidate for parole and an Attorney General to sign off on it. So neither of those are likely. Mm. So, you know, he was just nothing in yesterday's verdict for him at all, one way or the other. So you can understand why he probably showed no emotion.
Yeah, it's fascinating, and I think people do, again, we are all obsessed with, you know, true crime stories and things like that. Interestingly, we had the Police Commissioner Chris Dawson and also the Premier, and then I just spoke to Police Minister Michelle Roberts, pleading with Bradley Robert Edwards, if he does have any more information, to speak to police. What would you say to that? I mean, is there any likelihood that he could potentially open up?
Oh, none at all, I would have thought. I imagine his lawyers told him not to say anything. Is it really worth his while? I mean, who's ever going to let him out on parole? Mm. Any Attorney General, who may not even be born yet, is going to let him out on parole? What's the upside for him?
Yeah. Do you think that, people probably don't realise that he is in solitary, so he's not really having a lot of access to how we're all feeling out here. What will his life look like in jail moving forward?
Oh, I don't know. Probably there's a lot of people in there who've been in there for a very long time, Jenna. I've got clients who've been in there 30-plus years, well past their parole dates.
Mm-hmm.
And, they get about it. How they're housed and their situation is generally assessed by the prison authorities. It's not something that's anything to do with the courts. I mean, the judges don't say, well, you'll be kept in solitary confinement. That's an administrative matter for the courts. So, I mean, a lot of the prisoners in with Catherine Burney weren't born when she was sentenced.
Yeah.
So, they don't hold any grudges or anything like that. They've heard that she might have done something back in ancient history. And that's, I guess, what will happen to Edwards, gradually people. I mean, the crimes are 25 years old now.
Yeah.
So probably the majority of people in prison with him were not born when he committed the crimes.
It's just, it blows my tiny mind, that's for sure. In terms of the judgment yesterday, Justice Stephen Hall's 700-plus page judgment, what do you think that this will mean now for the WA legal fraternity? Will this be one of the most interesting pieces of hearings that we've ever seen?
I don't think so. Look, there are a number of interesting principles, but nothing new, I wouldn't have thought. Mm-hmm. The law in Western Australia is really shaped by the Court of Appeal, not by single judges. And single judges hearing a trial are deciding things which are in accordance with the established law.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing really new. I think he said it in his opening statements. It was a trial like no other. Mm. It's a trial like every other.
Yeah. Yeah, it's certainly been a really interesting time. Tom Percy, thank you for explaining all of that for us, and your piece in today's West is definitely a must read. Now, weekend, you and I do love to chat about punting. What do you got coming up?
Haven't got anything of mine. I'm waiting for the Kilgallie Cup of the weekend after.
Is it?
And I'll speak to you before then.
That looks great. We look forward to it. Tom Percy, QC, thank you so much for your time.
Good on you. Thanks, Jenna.